When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, we are back. It is fall, baby, and we are Fat Mascara.
I'm Jen, and just technically it is not quite fall. We haven't had the equinox yet. Just want to point that out. September, though.
Welcome to September. My name's Jess. I want to welcome our new listeners, if there are any. I'm sure there are. And to our OG listeners, welcome back. It's a new season. We took a little break, prepping some new issues. Oh my God. Prepping some new episodes.
I feel like it's back to school time. And I know back to school is very weird this year.
Very
but
fraught.
Like September always gives me this like fresh start vibes, like new guests, new segments, new everything. No, it's still us, but it's going to be fun.
Do you really have that this year? Because I still feel, I don't feel like I have that back to school feeling completely.
I bought myself a couple cute little like clothes, but I'll be, which I usually do in September just to like get excited about the new season.
Yeah.
They were all loungewear. Let's be honest. I'm not going to any events. I'm not going to professional meetings. So I do have it a little bit. It's just when the weather cools. I think it's just like a muscle memory thing.
Yeah. I need that gust of wind to come through to really like cleanse the palate. That's when I'll really feel like it's back to school September season. It's also my birthday month. Like I'm a Virgo baby. So like that, this is like my new year. Like, you know, when January 1 comes around and be like, what, you make your resolutions. Like for me, no, like this is my time.
This is your,
yeah.
We're in your moon period or whatever your astro people call it.
Yeah.
Well, we're bringing you an excellent episode for our first one back. We're doing our headlines. That hasn't changed because we've gotten a great response to doing those. And feel free to DM us and email us with any suggestions. So we have our headlines. Then magnetic lashes. We tried them. Well, I tried them, but I'm going to share and talk about some of the different new brands that are doing that. And last up, we talk about vitamin C and retinol myths in a segment sponsored by our friends at Strivectin. And after that, of course, we'll raise a wand.
Okay.
So before we start, I just want to give you guys a little reminder. None of the brands we mention or people we feature on the podcast are paid content unless we explicitly tell you so, or they're the audio ads, which have lovely music behind them to help you discern. I wanted to say that because we do have branded content in this episode with Strivectin. But these guys, you guys know these are like occasional sponsored segments. They're what help us bring you the podcast for free every week, twice a week, sorry. And we never accept advertising or sponsors from brands that we haven't tried and don't believe in. So there's no BS. You know what you're getting with us. I feel good. Like, I feel good giving it to people straight, right, Jess?
Yeah, I think there's definitely been some, you know, people are confused about what in the internet and the influencer world, like what's an ad and what's
too,
not.
And
I just want to be straightforward with you guys.
I respect the influencers and celebrities so much who make it super clear. This is an ad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think that you're doing a service to the people that listen and watch and read you. And so we want to do the same for you guys. But we're starting off with the headlines, so.
Okay.
You ready to get into the show, Jess?
Of course. Let's do it. All right. Got a lot of news right now. The launches are coming fast and furious, so get out your pads and pencils, start making your Christmas list or whatnot, because it's getting a little crazy. Selena Gomez, her Rare Beauty line, which I know we've mentioned before on the show, it's finally launched at Sephora. It's a pretty tight edit, which I appreciate. There's foundation, there's concealer, there's a liquid liner, this thing called Optimist Primer. It's all very, like, you know, a lot of touchy-feely names. A liquid blush that Jen is very interested in trying.
I'm very excited about trying this liquid brush. And the prices are good, $16 to $29. Nothing exorbitant, in my opinion.
Yeah. A lip souffle, which is a kind of like a liquid lipstick-looking product. A tinted balm. And the 1% of all the sales go to the Rare Impact Fund. They want to make over $100 million over the next 10 years to help address gaps in mental health services for underserved communities. So there's a charitable angle to this launch. So good luck to Selena Gomez. Also, Lauren Conrad recently launched her beauty line. So we'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks. Mario Dadivanovic. I am never great at pronouncing his name, but you may know him better as Makeup by Mario. We successfully pronounced his name when he was on the podcast, which was a fantastic episode. And he is one of my favorite guests on the show. He was so wonderful. He has such a beautiful story. And I don't even want to like group him into like the influencer makeup space. I'm really supposed to be reading the headlines and now I'm giving you more of an editorial. This is a Jessica Matlin op-ed section of the news broadcast.
Oh, I get my science corner and you can have op-ed.
Yes, yeah. I'm moving to the right. Op-ed by Jessica Matlin. I really feel like he is somebody that kind of became put into this like influencer, you know, weird like space where he was a little bit pigeonholed. I really thought that when he was on the show and when, you know, we've met him, there's so much more depth to him than his Instagram or reputation shows. I had a chance to chat with him about the line recently. It looks so freaking cool. It's not out just yet. The New Yorker just did a big piece on him. And, you know, the line will be out soon. So we'll be talking more about him in the line. Maybe we can do something with him on the show. Remains to be seen. But anyway, I think this is one of the most exciting stories in beauty personally to come out this year. So I'm going to go back to the left-hand side of the screen and now I'm going to be reporting the news again. So Baby Fat, which is Kimora Lee, or maybe now she's back to Kimora Lee. I don't know. But, you know, I think she's just Kimora Lee. Sorry.
We did do our homework.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you come
It sounds like I took like a little like, you know, a little nip of something before the broadcast.
I actually was thinking, I was like, wow, this just isn't.
No, this is like, yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's been a week, guys. Kimora Lee, the founder of Baby Fat, she is launching beauty. Now, 20 years ago, she launched Baby Fat. If you're very young and listening to the show, you might be thinking, what is Baby Fat? Or I've heard of Baby Fat. It was like a women's streetwear kind of hip hop line, but she wasn't really known for beauty. She had a fragrance, all that, but it wasn't really a big beauty thing. Well, now her daughters, who were like little, you know, tiny cutie pies who walked the Baby Fat runway, they're like women right now. And she told Women's Wear Daily, I think it's very important that right now in the time of Black Lives Matter, which she said, which could be Brown Lives Matter, to be a young woman, certainly for Ming and Aoki, those are her daughters, and for myself, to have your own brand. So she is doing these three beauty kits
with her daughters under babyfatbeauty.com. And it's $45 a kit. She's really like an interesting person because she just doesn't like go away. Like she's like a Cher kind of person in beauty and fashion. I just feel like she's always there.
That was
like
one of the first celebrities I interviewed, like back in the Cosmo Girl days when I worked at Cosmo Girl. And like she brought all the beauty editors to her house.
Such oh my God. Do you remember that event? We didn't know each other then, but we were both there together. She had a gold toilet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had a gold toilet. She had a big mansion in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And she
it was for the fragrance, I think.
Yes, she had people who were like painted gold.
Am I remembering it looked like a kitty cat, or am I making that up with a tiny, skinny kitty cat?
Well, that's her logo, the BabyFat logo.
Oh, but the bottle sort of looked like that too, I think.
That's possible. Yeah, I don't remember if the
we're doing op-ed again. Sorry, guys. We shifted. Yeah, let's get back into the
scooch,
news.
Scooch back. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Jennifer Lopez, another diva, she teased the official J.Lo beauty brand on her Instagram. Now, this was really big news. Now, don't forget, Page Six last reported that last December, J.Lo Beauty was trademarked, okay? So we know that she's up to something, and she did this very coy little thing. God, she is so gorgeous. She posted on her Instagram, like, almost like no makeup, and she's like, should I tell you guys what I'm up to? Go check it out. It's worth it. Go on her Instagram. It was from, like, a week or two ago. She's like, should I tell you guys what I'm up to? No, I shouldn't. Should I tell you? And she's like, got, like, no makeup. She is so phenomenal looking. Whether or not you're a fan, she's just absolutely gorgeous. So, like, I'm really excited to see what she's up to. Okay, next. The face of this year's Mac Viva Glam campaign is Rosalia, the Spanish singer-songwriter. She's a Grammy Award-winning artist. She's the face of Mac's 26 years, God, I feel old, of giving back, 26 year of giving back through Viva Glam. It's a new limited edition lipstick shade called VG26. Now, don't forget, all proceeds of the Viva Glam lipstick, every single red cent goes to helping people living with HIV and AIDS. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing charitable organization. And I'm so excited that MAC has continued to thrive doing this. Okay. Now, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, aka AOC, did a Vogue Beauty Secrets video recently. But while we were not recording, this video is pretty long. It's pretty extensive. And two takeaways some people may find interesting is that her red lip, her trademark red lip, is often Stila's Stay All Day liquid lipstick in Beso.
Side note, that is a lot of Power Women's red lipstick of choice because
really?
It does not budge. It is like that darkish kind of red that looks good on everybody, like a Ruby Woo, but maybe just a little bit. You know, I've heard that from other women too. Beso is like the shade if you want a power lip. Continue.
I thought that she was going to say, and maybe she uses this too, but I was so sure that it was like Ruby Woo. But she
talks so much, and every time I've seen her talk for like 45 minutes at a time, and that lipstick does not budge.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. I mean, like whether or not you're like into her politics or not, you got to say that woman can wear a red lip. Really think she looks fantastic.
That's cool that she shared which one it was.
Really cool. Watch the video. If you're interested in her, you're going to pick up a lot of great tips. But, you know, I thought this was very cool. You know, I like to try and keep these little items snippy, but I really loved this one, snappy rather, not snippy. I really loved this one quote that she gave, and I want to just read it because I think it's important.
Guys,
I love
Jess
this.
Jess called me when we were the week we were off, and she was like, "I wish we had the show today because I want to talk to you about AOC's video." So that's how much she was. Go ahead.
I was really moved by this, especially as somebody who has a daughter now. And I don't think I'm the first person who has a daughter. I hate when people are like, "Now they have a daughter." I really feel like this moved me so much. She says, "Our culture is so predicated on diminishing women and preying on our self-esteem. And it's quite a radical act, and it's almost like a mini protest to love yourself in a society that's always telling you that you're not the right weight, you're not the right color, you're not the right, you know, whatever it is. When you stand up and you say, you know what, you don't make that decision, I make that decision. It's very powerful. But that doesn't mean we can't have fun." So she's talking about like doing makeup and stuff.
Yes.
I just love that daughter, that message for something that I want to share with my daughter, because I think as a woman, I've absorbed so much of that messaging. And I hope for our listeners that you have taken some of that, you get that from our show, that's my goal.
Yes, this is what we talk about all the time. Beauty is not just for the patriarchy people, it's for us.
And it's hopefully fun, and that you don't have
to take back the power.
I thought that was really cool. So again, this is not like, are you pro AOC or anti AOC? Just forget about that bit. I just loved that message. So anyway.
P.S. on that note, do vote whoever you're voting for. Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green Party, Working Family. Please vote in November. Okay, continue.
Okay, and here is some news on the CBD front that actually really sent me into a fit of rage. If you know me, this will not surprise you. But okay, I saw the story on CNN Travel. Not really sure why it was in the travel section, but it was also picked up on a bunch of other news wires. So the headline alone is what sent me into an absolute fit of rage. It said, "Stressed zoo elephants to be given CBD oil to help them chill and stop fighting." Help them chill and stop fighting. Again, okay, I guess I'm moving over to the editorial, the op-ed corner. They're in a zoo, guys, okay? These elephants, they're two stressed elephants, are in a zoo. They're in a Warsaw Zoo in Poland. One of the elephants has been acting up because there was a recent death in the herd. The former head of the herd, if you knew anything about elephants, they are extremely social animals. This oil does not have psychoactive properties. This is just CBD, which we talk about all the time on the podcast. I found the headline quite flip. You may be thinking, why are we talking about this on Fat Mascara, Jess? You know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about CBD and what it can do. And I really question the limits of CBD oil for this benefit. Elephants are very large animals. They're very sophisticated animals. They're complex beings. I'm not sure a little CBD oil is going to, it's really going to take care of the matter here. But I am no Dr. Doolittle. I welcome any zoologist, any animal behaviorist, any CBD experts who have worked with animals to correct me on this matter. Again, I am no expert. I am just somebody who read this headline and really was quite taken aback by the flip nature. Again, CBD oil to help the elephants chill and stop fighting. So that piss me off, frankly.
Noted.
Okay, I need to just like take a minute and breathe. And I think the only person who can get my blood pressure down right now is probably Welsh actress Catherine Zeta-Jones, who, if you did not know, I was not aware, she has a lifestyle collection. She makes ballet flats. She has a beauty line. And she is actually coming out with a coffee soon. I discovered that she had a beauty line through a friend. And she did this little video, which I caught on Twitter, which just, it was like ASMR vibes. I'm just going to play a little bit. Have a listen.
Hi, everybody. Catherine Zeta-Jones here. I have something to share with you. I've been working on a project for quite a long time. I've created a beauty brand, Casa Zeta-Jones, and I'm really, really excited to share it with you. A fantastic new line of makeup from my casa to yours.
That voice.
Very ASMR.
I mean,
they just need to play her for the elephants, and then they will chill out. Everybody will be happy.
I'm not so sure.
It makes me want to buy one of her little beauty products.
I want one of her pencils. She always looks smoldering and
ooh, lovely. Okay, well, we're going to order you one to do a little test on. Maybe Lisa wanted to.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to look like Catherine Zeta with the smoky eye. But I think she's just kind of a phenomenal looking woman. I rewatched Chicago recently. God, she was so good in that. She was so good.
Oh, I forgot she was in that. Well, I'm glad you're ending on a happy note with your news.
Yeah.
It was a ride, this beauty news headlines with you, Jess. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You know, we like to test products here on Fat Mascara. So listener request, I believe our listener's name was Jessica Gold, which I remember because it's your name and part of my old name. Mm. And she wrote, I think it was on our Facebook, about magnetic lashes. A couple other people are interested. Then I got a DM from somebody. What's your take on these magnetic lashes? Sorry it's taken a while to get back to you, gents and ladies, but I have now tried a bunch of them because I wanted to do my homework. So I just want to first state that this whole lash trend started maybe, I actually found, I had written about Marie Claire in 2016, magnetic lashes, but they've really taken off this year. There are two types. One is both the lashes clamp together with a magnet around your top lashes. So there's two pieces to them. Both curl upward. You put one on top of your lashes, one on bottom of your lashes, and the magnets clamp your lashes in between them like a sandwich. The other type is you put on a magnetic eyeliner, and then the lashes, which are magnetic, adhere to the eyeliner.
What is the magnetic eyeliner? Because that sounds like confusing.
I'm glad you asked, Jess. I did some research on this. Basically, you know what iron oxide is, right? It's a deeply pigmented mineral that has a magnetic quality to it. It's already in a lot of the black and brown eyeliners that we use. And so what these companies do that make the magnetic eyeliner is they pump up the level of iron oxide so that, you know, it might not be quite as cosmetically elegant as your regular eyeliner, but it does create a sort of magnetic surface when you put it on. So I'll walk you through, for example, the Glamnetic, which are the ones I was trying this week. So they have lashes. I tried the Baby Girl set, which is $29.99. And then the liner, I used their Felt Tip Liner and Coco Dreams, was $42.99. So this isn't cheap, this particular set. You put on the liquid eyeliner with its pumped up level of iron oxide. And then the lashes, you get near the liner and they just sort of like, you still have to press them on. You pretend like it's glue, like you're doing lash glue, but it just sticks there with no glue. It's not glue, it's magnetized. Now, they completely stayed. The thing with that particular pair, the Glamnetic, it has anchors. So on the outer corners of your eyes, there's also these little mini lashes that you put on the underside of your lash to do an extra like clip on. So they really aren't going anywhere. Trust me, they do not go anywhere. You could go out in the wind. I wore them all day. I mean, you could get 24-hour wear with this. It's like as good as the glue or better. My only issue with that is the Baby Girl style was like the smallest style.
Yeah.
And yet, Jess, I don't know what's happening. My brows are getting closer and closer to my eyes. But when I open my eye, the lash reaches above my brow line. That's how long they were on.
Oh, and this is the baby style.
And that's the baby style.
I love the name, Baby Girl, the Baby Girl.
It was not Baby Girl on this Baby Girl, let me tell you. It was bringing the drama. I also think it's because with the magnetic eyeliners, you have to put on the eyeliner. So like you're already giving drama with the eyeliner.
Right, you're already building something.
Correct. I more enjoyed the Kiss magnetic lashes, which are a lot cheaper, first of all. They're $16.99. They do not have the anchors, though. So you're really just adhering the lashes to the liner. And so I found they didn't quite stay on quite as long. Still lasted like a good 8-hour day you could get out of them. But they looked more natural for me. That was my take on that particular brand. I had no eye irritation. They recommend you test this eyeliner before you do this. But I know it sounds super weird, but it was no weirder to me than putting lashes on with glue. Like you might think it's ridiculous, but so is putting lashes on with glue. Like this is the thing you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the whole practice. My favorite of all though is not the magnetic eyeliner ones. And here's why. First of all, they're quicker. You don't have to sit there putting on liquid eyeliner. We know how that can be time consuming. You don't have to have a look with liner. You could just do the lashes. And they just felt lighter than the other ones. I don't know if it's the quality or whatever, but the brand I used is 1-2. Like the number one, the number two. I know they sell it on HSN. They also sell it through their website. By the way, every single one I just talked about was vegan. I was only testing the vegan ones in honor of you.
Thank you.
And they do a half lash. That's what I was really excited
about. Oh, I like
that. 1-2 natural half lash. So I want to say it's about a quarter inch. And I just put them on the outer corners of my eyes. And those magnets are strong because they're not adhering to a liner. They're adhering to each other. They're like clamp. And you're good to go. It does take some practice. Just the same way if you're putting on lashes with glue, like there's a muscle memory thing to it. The first couple times you'll feel weird doing it, but then it's very easy to use them and they're reusable. So like, even though some of these kits might be a little bit pricier, if you take care of them, you can reuse them for a while. I noticed with the ones where you have to use the liner with them, the liner gets onto the lashes. I guess some of those little iron oxide, you know, pigments sort of adhere to the magnets. So you do kind of have to gently clean them over time. If you have cats or kids, the pieces are so small, especially with the Glamnetic one. So like, be careful. I don't like you magnets and like swallowing magnets is not good.
Not a joke.
Tiny, tiny, tiny magnets. So that is a warning I want to give people. But like, if you're into the faux lash look, and honestly with the masks now, like you need a little drama upstairs, you know?
Yeah, no. I completely agree. And I think like a lot of us are not doing like a full on like face of makeup, but we want like something that makes us look a little bit more polished. So yeah, I actually really want to master fake lashes.
It's so funny that you said, like, it seems like it's a lot more high maintenance work than like, oh, doing eyeshadow because hello, it's magnetic lashes. Like what the hell? But weirdly, it's a much simpler look and a much simpler process. Jess, for you, I would recommend the 1-2 natural half lashes, the ones that I liked as well, because I know you have sensitive eyes and I feel like putting on a thick layer of eyeliner. They want you to put like a decent amount of the eyeliner so that, you know, they stick.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like you'd be better off with the magnets.
Thank you.
But that's my take. Reviewed by Jen.
I got a free lash consult at the end.
You did. So did all of our thousands of listeners. If there's anything else you guys want me to try, know it'll take a while because I do my homework, but I'm willing to do it for all of you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, so this next segment is brought to you by Strivectin, one of the sponsors that helps make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week. So you've probably already heard us talking about their new Super C Retinol Brighten Correct Vitamin C Serum. And it contains both vitamin C and retinol, duh, because the name tells you that much. As you all know, these are two of the most popular, most effective skincare ingredients. I can't even tell you how many times we've had dermatologists come on the show and recommend them. But they're so misunderstood. How, like, we get so many questions, right, Jess?
So many questions.
I was like, it's time to just do the myth busting. You know how we love a little myth busting. So this whole segment is myth busters.
Okay, I think we
Are
should get into
ready,
it.
Ready, everyone. I feel like game showy. This is fun.
I know, okay. And we love cracking some myths. Okay, let's start with the obvious.
Myth number one, you can't use vitamin C and retinol together. Okay, I love this. We should probably explain first what each ingredient does. So vitamin C for our UK listeners, is an antioxidant that's been shown to have anti-inflammatory effects. And vitamin C can also help prevent UV damage, and it also helps restore radiance to your skin. Now, retinol is a derivative of vitamin A. And that helps improve the appearance of fine lines, and it also helps improve skin texture. These are two very important ingredients.
Yes. Okay, so when they're formulated together at the right pH, all that good stuff you've heard chemists talk about on the show, they not only work together, vitamin C actually can help stabilize the retinol. And you know what? I was like, I love to go back, like, where the heck did these myths get started? So older forms of these ingredients and really high doses caused irritation. So I think a lot of the myth online is that, like, two irritating things together make super irritating. Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense. I can understand why that started.
Yeah, it's like twice as much. But that is not the case if they are stabilized correctly, formulated correctly, and I like to be a little chemistry experiment on my face for you guys. So I've been using this particular product. I actually was using it only on one half of my face because I was kind of nervous because I've had issues with stronger forms of, with other forms of retinol in the past. I am the sensitivity queen. I had zero irritation.
I love that you put your body on the line in the name of science.
I do. You see what I do for people? And so the ingredients do not cancel each other out, do not make you more sensitive. And as I said, there's actually some really good research that the vitamin C helps the retinol to be more stable. All right.
Okay.
Next myth.
Myth number two, you can't reuse retinol during the day. This is a very common one.
Oh, I went to a source for this one. One of my favorite dermatology textbooks, Cosmetic Dermatology, the second edition. I have like so many medical textbooks.
You have so many books, full stop. Like between the plants and the books, like I'm amazed you can find anything in your apartment. It's like it's like a scientist's, like, you know, library.
You don't know how many times I've gone back to this book though. And actually, the author talked about this. So back in the day, when people were prescribed early forms of prescription retinoids, the directions were to apply them at night. It wasn't about the skin as much as the retinol in that form being not UV stable. So those were old forms, though, and this goes back to the stabilization thing we were talking about. Chemists are now able to make retinol, so you can use it during the daytime, and it is not making your skin more sensitive because of the sun, and it is still working the way it should. So you use it in the daytime, right?
Yes.
This product?
I've been using this product morning and night. First of all, I like feeling like I am doing something for myself like 24 hours a day right now, that like my skin is not getting a rest. I feel like I'm multitasking, and that I'm just like really, I don't know. My schedule is quite packed right now, so I really want to make the most of every second. I wash my face. I put on this serum. It's really thin. We've discussed this. It doesn't feel like gloopy, gloppy. It's just like super sheer. Yeah. I let it sink in for a second, and then I really protect my skin with SPF because I don't want to undo all that good work that I'm doing.
Right. Of course, if you're using an active product, like, you'd be silly not to use sunscreen.
Right. So it's working 24/7 to boost all that collagen and improve my texture and, you know, all the good stuff. Get that radiance going.
Okay, this third myth, I've heard this from a couple of our listeners. They ask about the percentages of vitamin C. So the myth is that the higher the concentration of vitamin C, the better it is. I love the more is better. Like, it's always the case. People think more is better. And I've noticed some brands now are calling out their vitamin C percentages on the label, mm-hmm. Probably because they're like, yay, we want to tout this. But like, I have been to so many events with chemists and dermatologists where they do blind studies and show you how much of that ingredient is actually getting into your skin, or even how much of it is left in the product by the time it gets to you through the store and getting shipped to the store and all that stuff. These numbers aren't really telling you anything other than when it was formulated at the chemist at the lab and not used on skin, it happened to be this percentage.
Gosh.
I know. It's like a good marketing tactic, though, because it does make you think that you're getting more vitamin C, but I've just been ignoring them. I've learned that, like, with vitamin C serums, they do work. So if you're using one and you don't see results, like that's all you need to know. Stop using that one. You do see results with vitamin C. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Jen and I have been using this product and we've been working on this for quite some time. We've been very excited. And maybe longtime listeners of the show, consistent listeners of the show will know that we have been testing out this serum for a while.
Oh, yeah. This is the product that we teased about. What was it? Like 2 months ago? We were like, secret, secret. Can't tell you.
Yeah. This is the mystery serum. So we've been working with this product for a long time. And I've been using this mystery serum for at least a good month, month and a half. And I've been very loyal to it. And I can tell you this product definitely has been brightening my skin. I was on it's like a Zoom marathon lately. And I've been getting a lot of compliments on my skin. And let me tell you, I'm not using some kind of ring light. I'm not using it. I'm like in a dark dungeon and people are telling me that my skin looks good. So I'm definitely, I say dark dungeon. I'm in like a one bedroom with Jen, you can attest, not very great light situation happening. And I've been getting like, your skin looks radiant. So
thank God for the super C.
You have to. I say that's the test, okay? If you're looking good on Zoom.
Go to Jess's dungeon apartment without a ring light and it works for you. See, you're doing experiments for the listeners too.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay. Myth number four. You ready?
Yeah.
Some people think vitamin C cannot be used on sensitive skin.
Okay. So I actually hit up the dermatologist, Dr. Melissa K. Levine, for this one. And she said that one formulation of vitamin C known as L-ascorbic acid, I'm so impressed that I said that right, ascorbic, that's such a weird word, is known to be slightly more irritating. So if you have felt that kind of like stingle before, that's the reason. L-ascorbic can be a little more irritating. But there are other formulations of vitamin C that are more stable and well-tolerated. So when you combine vitamin C with calming ingredients, it counteracts any issues and you don't get that sensitivity.
This makes sense to me. As you know, I'm sensitive skin. How many times do I have to say that? Calming ingredients is Strivectin's thing. I remember, I don't know if it was in the brand launch. I don't know how old the brand is and I don't want to say how old I am.
No, Strivectin's been around for a long time because when I was a baby beauty editor, I remember being at their very first product launch and I think you were probably there too.
They know what they're doing when it comes to calming. In fact, they still have a patent on this. Nobody else makes it. Their form of niacin, which I know we've discussed is a calming ingredient, it's called Nia 114, the patented form of it, is in this formula as well. And I have a feeling, of course, I'm sure they did some fancy stuff to the vitamin C. That is why I haven't gotten any sensitivity, because I'm a very sensitive person. And I have been fine. I don't have the rhino skin of some of my friends. So, all right. What's our fifth myth?
Fifth myth. You can get all the benefits of vitamin C just by taking oral supplements.
Okay. I love this one. I do not know how many times I need to say this or have a chemist come on and say it or a doctor or a derm. You can't just swallow an ingredient and expect it to like appear in the top layer of your skin. That's not how the digestion system works. Like you're not... I know it feels good to take vitamins, but just because you're taking the same vitamin that you would apply topically does not mean you are getting those topical benefits.
We actually did a supplement podcast if you want to hear a little bit more info on that.
Oh, yes. We'll put a link on the blog.
Yes. So if you want the photoprotective benefits of vitamin C, all of the good stuff that helps make your skin look brighter, all of that good stuff, you want to get a topical product. But that topical product needs to just, please remember this, guys, it needs to go under your sunscreen because you want to make sure that all of those great benefits are going to be locked in and protected. You want to get that SPF. I like to do an SPF 30 at least, bare minimum. You can apply this serum underneath the sunscreen. It goes on silky smooth. Let it dry. Boom. Put the sunscreen over it. You are done. Good. Done and dusted. Protected.
And sure, take your vitamin C gummy if you want to. Fine. Okay. Last myth, retinols are only for mature skin. I don't know. So mature.
Mature is relative.
That's a fun word. Mature is relative. It's true. But that is not true. Retinol can be used at any age. I'm actually curious about this. Jess, when did you first try a retinol product?
I think I started trying a retinol product probably around like 30. And I think retinols, you know, I tried different ones. Some were like too harsh and then it'd stop and then it'd go. And then I really should do this. But I think sometimes
it was like I was not compliant because it wasn't the right retinol for me. I found they were too harsh or maybe it was too sticky. This one I was actually compliant with.
I love, spoken like a beauty editor. I was non-compliant.
I was not compliant.
I need that as like a bum stick, like a sticker for you. I was non-compliant.
What about you?
I have been taking, so I tried, I started with prescription in my 20s, believe it or not. And then I had a lot of issues with sensitivity. And so, but I really wanted those benefits because it's also like collagen boosting. So I feel like you should be using this all along, like head off the bad stuff that happened, not bad stuff, head off the things that happen with age. So I was really happy to start trying this one because it didn't sensitize me. So I'm able to keep using it. And I know you got glowiness, but I have to end by saying like, it really worked on my forehead lines. That's where I personally noticed difference on the half of my face that I was using it. Mm-hmm. They were much like softened looking, if you will.
Well, you look good. I saw this
you
girl
look
in person.
Good too.
Yeah, she looked good. She looked really good. All right.
Okay, so that was a lot of info.
If you have any questions, please DM us. We are here for any kind of retinol guidance. We are here to hold your hand through the journey.
And bust some myths. And thank you again to Strivectin, our sponsor for the segment. If you want to learn more about the Strivectin Super C Retinol Brighten and Correct Vitamin C Serum, visit strivectin.com.
Okay, it is everyone's favorite part of the show, Raise the Wand. I don't know. I like this part. Hopefully you guys do. All right. We have Stephanie here, and Stephanie, thank you for raising a wand to a very cool brow product, and she also introduces a very important topic you guys need to know about, brow lamination. It is a topic we need to talk about soon on the show, but Stephanie, you beat us to the punch, so take it away, Stephanie.
Hi, Fat Mascara. This is Stephanie calling from Boston, and I'm raising a wand today to the 24-hour brow setter from Benefit. So the reason that I'm obsessed with this right now is that I have very thick, full brows, but they don't like to stay fluffy. They like to kind of go all over the place. And I really wanted to get that very defined, fluffy brow look that I knew my brows could do. So right before the pandemic lockdown, I was actually researching brow lamination and hardcore considering getting brow lamination, like looking at prices, planning to make an appointment, and then boom, lockdown happened and there was no way I was going to get brow lamination anytime soon. So I was just poking around because other brow gels never held my brows in place. And then I heard a review for this. I think I read it on Sephora. So I gave it a try. And this stuff is literally brow lamination in a bottle. It holds my brows into place with just one coat. I can make them be that like beautiful, straight, defined, full brow, like model brow look. And they do not budge. They stay that way all day. They look like I've had my brows laminated. And even though salons are reopening now in Boston, I don't think I'm going to get my brows laminated. I think I'm going to save $60 and use this instead because it is literally, I feel like, the exact same thing in a bottle. So if you're looking for a wonderful brow gel that actually like holds your brows in place, the 24-hour brow setter from Benefit is the one to go for. So check it out. And I love the podcast. Thanks.
Okay, Stephanie. I want to see her brows. Like I thought it'd be weird to email her back and ask for a photo, but I might just do it now. And that Benefit product sounds like something with a bushy-browed girl like me would like. If you guys want to share your Raise a Wand with everybody and with us, you know how to do it. You can email an audio file or voice memo to us. info@fatmascara.com, or you can call us. We won't pick up the phone. It's just a voicemail line. The phone number is 646-481-8182, and raise a wand that way. Okay, let's raise our own wands. Jessica Matlin, what would you like to raise a wand to?
So, all right, let's talk about cereal for a second. Cereal is...
Like the podcast or the food?
Oh, the food.
Okay, okay. Go on.
I did love the Serial podcast. I listened to the whole entire thing in like a weekend. Yes. Wasn't that a great podcast? I feel like nothing's filled the void with Serial, the podcast, since Serial ended. Like they came out with other seasons, but it was never quite like, nothing scratched the itch.
Yeah, there hasn't been a criminal case that like everybody got behind. It was like a weirdly non-niche thing in our segmented media world. It was like one thing that I like everybody had listened to, which is nice because whoever you talk to, you're like, they know this, you know? But now they're going to know about the cereal you eat. So what are you raising your blood
okay.
to?
So, okay, there's another cereal you have to know about. And it's called Magic Spoon. So Magic
Spoon. Oh my God, the name. I love it already.
Magic Spoon is if you are a grown-up and you used to have a cereal problem, like I did freshman year at Rutgers, and I used to have 4 or 5 bowls of cereal in a row. And okay. It's a trigger food for me, cereal. And I can't do that anymore. But I can have one bowl of Magic Spoon and feel somewhat satiated. It has 11 grams of protein as opposed to most of my childhood favorites, which have 0 to 1 grams of protein. It has not a lot of... It's a gluten-free cereal, which does not sound fun, but it's actually delicious. And when things are gluten-free, I'm usually like, pass. But this is actually really tasty. It's low carb. If you're on a keto diet, that's not me, you'll enjoy this cereal. It doesn't have any artificial colors or sweeteners, but it still like looks appetizing in the bowl. And it comes in really yummy flavors like strawberry and frosted and my favorite
cocoa. Could you tell me about the texture and shape? Are we talking a Captain Crunch shape, Cheerio
shape? Oh, that's
shape,
really important.
Plates, squares, circles, puffs.
Waffles, little toasts, yeah, all that.
Oh, like a Chex.
Yeah, exactly. No,
what do we got?
This is it comes in like loops, like a Cheerio, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Like a Fruit Loop, more like a Fruit
got
Loop.
It.
I really like the Magic Spoon and cocoa, because to me, it's like a chocolate, almost like a chocolate Cheerio. It's made with real cocoa. It's 110 calories and 11 grams of protein per serving. And I give myself about a cup and a half per serving.
How many WW points? Is that like a good point thing? I'm guessing
it's yes. No, you're right. You're right. Thank you, Jen, for remembering. It's about 3 points for that serving, 3 to 4 points for that serving on the plan that I'm on. And then I have it with coconut milk or oat milk or soy milk, depending on the vibe that I'm having that day. It is a little... like there is kind of a little bit of like a texture to it at the end, but
in my head I'm getting chalk. In my head I was like, is it
no,
chalky?
It's not the chalky, but there is like a protein kind of
yeah. 11
like,
grams of protein is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like, oh, I don't like this. Like I want more. And that, so that Ooh. The fact that I want more should tell you all you need to know. But
the name told me all I needed to know. Magic Spoon.
Yes. It's very delicious and it satiates me. I'm a very hungry person, Jen. So the fact that it satiates me tells you all you need to know. Again, I gained my freshman, not 15, but like 20 from cereal, not from beer and like partying. Like I really am a cereal person. So the fact that I like this is a very big endorsement and I don't need to go back for more because I really feel like it's quite satiating.
That
now you're going to
that protein.
It's the protein and the fact that it's not so like, it doesn't melt in the bowl where you're like, oh, need more. It shrunk, you know, like it's... Any cereal addict knows exactly what I'm talking about. Now, you may be wondering how much
Oh,
is
we're
this.
Still going.
It
you
is
got
not
more.
Cheap.
Okay.
You order it online and it's $39 for 4 boxes. But I love how they say it's $1.39 per bowl. Worth it. You can also subscribe and save for $1.25. I'm not getting any kickbacks here, folks. And then somebody gave me a hack. You could do half cocoa, half frosted for like the ultimate fix. So I got to try that. So anyway.
Wow, you must really like it if you buy it online. Impressive.
I don't think you can buy it at a store yet. I think it's
magical.
It's a direct-to-consumer cereal. Like the world has really gone mad. Anyway, it's really awesome. I like it. And if you're a cereal person like me, and you have a cereal problem like me, you might like it.
Well, save all the money you're saving because you're only spending $1.39 on breakfast.
Yeah.
You can put towards this candle. This is the Malin and Goats tomato candle. Now, longtime listeners know we both love the Jo Malone tomato candle.
Yeah, really
which
good.
Which has a true garden green herbal like smell of like herb, like dirt kind of tomato smell. This is a fruitier tomato candle, and I brought it over so I could smell it and tell you. To me, it almost has like a cucumbery vibe to it. It's really fresh, really green, but there's this like jammy sweetness to it, just like the best heirloom tomato ever mixed with a little of that cucumber melon from Bath & Body Works when you were younger, but like in a good expensive way. And I burnt this baby like a good 8 hours yesterday. What is that? Like it's down, what, a quarter inch? So this is a long-lasting. I've noticed this about expensive candles, certain brands, and this is one of them, Malin and Goats. They burn much slower. I don't know what's up with the wax, but like—
That's great.
Yeah. You're like, Diptyque I love, but I find they can burn really quick, or maybe I just use them more. This Malin and Goats candle, though, you will not be disappointed. I did hear it's limited edition, so run to get one. I checked, though. They're still available as of this podcast recording. So raise a wand to Magic Spoon, this tomato candle, and we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.